Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Du'afat al-Muslimina wal-Fuqara'i wal-Khamilin. The chapter on the virtues of the weak, the virtues of the poor, and the virtues of the undistinguished Muslims. Imagine what a topic this is, that in the world we live in, that a person that is rich is distinguished, a person that is strong is distinguished, and a person that has some type of influence and position, he's a distinguished person. But in Islam, the beauty of it is virtue of the weak, virtue of the poor, and the virtue of the undistinguished Muslims. In other words, complete opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in how much strength you have, how much of influence you have on the public, how much of pomp and position that you have. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is interested to see in the taqwa that the person has. That what level of taqwa he has, what ta'alluq of with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he has, this is what matters. It just shows that sometimes what values are espoused from a secular perspective and what values are taught to us in Islam, these values are completely different. Completely different. Therefore, all the time we should ask ourselves what Islam wants from us, what our deen wants from us, what does our deen wish for us, that is what we should wish for. If we look at it outwardly, that whoever wishes that he be undistinguished. Everyone wants to be have a position of, everyone wants to have an outstanding position. I must be recognized. I must have that recognition. In fact, this is one of the weaknesses or sicknesses of the soul, of the nafs, is that the nafs all the time wants to have this imtiyazi shan. Imtiyazi shan means I must stand out. I must look different. I must have a personalized number plate. I must have my wheel caps must be different from everyone else's. If someone else got the same shoe, how can I wear that same shoe? If someone's got a similar kurta, I mustn't wear. Mine must be different all the time. We can't be wearing the same thing. We can't be doing the same thing. Our houses outside must look different all the time. That thinking is called imtiyazi shan. The person wants to have that distinguished outlook. So this is not something that is encouraging the deen. In fact, one of the ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That the person's thinking should be, I'm just one from the believers. In other words, I'm not desiring anything different. From the believers, I'm just one of the people. What the people, not desiring any pomp, any glory. So this is a Muslim's outlook. Anyway, the ayat of the Quran, قال الله تعالى, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, restrain yourself with those who invoke the sustainer. In other words, those that call out, make dua to the Allah, morning and evening, seeking His pleasure, do not divert your attention from them. This is who you should be, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is who you should be restraining, keeping company with, staying with these type of people, those people that call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. Not the people of wealth, not the people of power, not the people of influence, but those that call out and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. To do one hadith today, and Harithat ibn Wahb radiyallahu anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ala ukhbirukum bi ahli al-jannah, kullu dha'ifin mudha'afin, lo aqsama ala Allah la barrahu, ala ukhbirukum bi ahli al-na'zin mustadbirin. Hazrat Haritha ibn Wahb radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that should I not inform you about the people of Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his style, that ala ukhbirukum, should I not inform you? Almost as though he's asking sahaba. This was the style and the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have just informed them, but he would create a talab, a thirst in them to desire what he was going to say. So he says, should I not inform you that who are the people of Jannah? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained who they are. Every person who is weak and considered to be weak by people. One is a person who is weak. Another person may be not weak, but people consider him to be a weak person. He may be not having a very good speech. His speech may be very weak in the way he speaks. Maybe his body is weak. Financially he is weak. Whatever it is, but people regard this person to be weak. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is describing these people of Jannah. So he is weak and he is considered to be weak by people. If he were, then Rasulullah Sallam is saying, on the other hand, although they may be considered to be weak by the people, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is these people's strength. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining now, if he were to take an oath in the name of Allah, Allah will fulfill his oath. Should I not, in other words, if he were to take an oath that such and such and such a thing would happen because of his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make the thing happen also because of his taluk and his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on to say that, should I not inform you about the people of Jahannam? Who are the people of Jahannam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam explained, every person who is miserly, he holds back his wealth, so he's miserly with his wealth, and after hoarding it, he's harsh and he's arrogant. In his style, he's arrogant and he's harsh. So this now is a sign that the person has got a lot of pride, very harsh and very arrogant in the way he operates. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, bringing humility in ourselves, and realizing that true recognition is when a person is recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognized by the malaika, not worried about what the people think about him, is always concerned what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks about him. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.